Art Drysdale vignette, this one, Purple Loosestrife number 1321. Much media attention is focused on Purple Loosestrife. Calls have been made for its banning. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Purple Loosestrife, a common herbaceous garden perennial, grows equally well in sun or part shade, but definitely prefers moist conditions. Its tall spikes of carmine pink flowers are displayed from mid-June to late August, and it's generally a very good perennial for garden use, particularly if you have a pond. However, biologists and naturalists are calling for a government ban on the sale and propagation of the plant, which they say, as a non-native, has no natural predators and is quickly taking over all of our already too few wetlands and causing them to fill in. I'll deal with the claims of the biologists in the next program. Meanwhile, I must point out that to call for an outright ban is not only a gigantic overreaction, but also it simply will not work. It's decades ago now that the common barberry plant was banned because it was said to be an alternate host for wheat rust disease. That ban has been anything but effective. You can see common barberry growing wild and in abundance still, and what about other similarly introduced non-native plants? Common tansy is in full yellow bloom now in many areas, and no one seems to be suggesting that it be banned. Viper's bugloss, or blue thistle, is spectacular each year and came from Europe, but there is no one calling for its banning, even though it prefers moist areas. Purple loosestrife is a beautiful garden plant with a long blooming period, insect and disease resistance, and for most gardeners is safe to plant. I'm Art Drysdale.